Chapter 29. Consecration of the Priests. This is the rite you shall perform in consecrating them as my priests. Procure a young bull and two unblemished rams. With fine wheat flour, make unleavened cakes mixed with oil and unleavened wafers spread with oil, and put them in a basket. Take the basket of them along with the bullock and the two rams. Aaron and his sons you shall also bring to the entrance of the meeting tent, and there wash them with water. Take the vestments and clothe Aaron with the tunic, the robe of the ephod itself, and the breastpiece, fastening the embroidered belt of the ephod around him. Put the mitre on his head, the sacred diadem on the mitre. Then take the anointing oil and anoint him with it, pouring it on his head. Bring forward his sons also, and clothe them with the tunics, gird them with the sashes, and tie the turbans on them. Thus shall the priesthood be theirs by perpetual law, and thus shall you ordain Aaron and his sons. Ordination Sacrifices. Now bring forward the bullock in front of the meeting tent. There Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on his head. Then slaughter the bullock before the Lord at the entrance of the meeting tent. Take some of its blood, and with your finger put it on the horns of the altar. All the rest of the blood you shall pour out at the base of the altar. All the fat that covers its inner organs, as well as the lobe of its liver and its two kidneys, together with the fat that is on them, you shall take and burn on the altar. But the flesh and hide and offal of the bullock you must burn up outside the camp, since this is a sin offering. Then take one of the rams, and after Aaron and his sons have laid their hands on its head, slaughter it. The blood you shall take and splash on all the sides of the altar. Cut the ram into pieces. Its inner organs and shanks you shall first wash, and then put them with the pieces and with the head. The entire ram shall then be burned on the altar, since it is a holocaust, a sweet-smelling oblation to the Lord. After this, take the other ram, and when Aaron and his sons have laid their hands on its head, slaughter it. Some of its blood you shall take and put on the tip of Aaron's right ear, and on the tips of his sons' right ears, and on the thumbs of their right hands, and the great toes of their right feet. Splash the rest of the blood on all the sides of the altar. Then take some of the blood that is on the altar, together with some of the anointing oil, and sprinkle this on Aaron and his vestments, as well as on his sons and their vestments, that his sons and their vestments may be sacred. Now, from this ram you shall take its fatty tail, the fat that covers its inner organs, the lobe of its liver, its two kidneys with the fat that is on them, and its right thigh, since this is the ordination ram. Then, out of the basket of unleavened food that you have set before the Lord, you shall take one of the loaves of bread, one of the cakes made with oil, and one of the wafers. All these things you shall put into the hands of Aaron and his sons, so that they may wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. After you have received them back from their hands, you shall burn them on top of the holocaust on the altar as a sweet-smelling oblation to the Lord. Finally, take the breast of Aaron's ordination ram and wave it as a wave offering before the Lord. This is to be your own portion. Thus shall you set aside the breast of whatever wave offering is waved, as well as the thigh of whatever raised offering is raised up, whether this be the ordination ram, or anything else belonging to Aaron or his sons. Such things are due to Aaron and his sons from the Israelites, by a perpetual ordinance as a contribution. From their peace offerings too, the Israelites shall make a contribution, their contribution to the Lord. The sacred vestments of Aaron shall be passed down to his descendants, that in them they may be anointed and ordained. The descendant who succeeds him as priest, and who is to enter the meeting tent to minister in the sanctuary, shall be clothed with them for 7 days. You shall take the flesh of the ordination ram and boil it in a holy place. At the entrance of the meeting tent, Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket. They themselves are to eat of these things, by which atonement was made at their ordination and consecration. But no layman may eat of them, since they are sacred. If some of the flesh of the ordination sacrifice, or some of the bread, remains over on the next day, this remnant must be burned up. It is not to be eaten, since it is sacred. Carry out all of these orders in regard to Aaron and his sons, just as I have given them to you. 7 days you shall spend in ordaining them, sacrificing a bullock each day as a sin offering to make atonement. Thus also shall you purge the altar in making atonement for it. You shall anoint it in order to consecrate it. 7 days you shall spend in making atonement for the altar and in consecrating it. Then the altar will be most sacred, and whatever touches it will become sacred. Now this is what you shall offer on the altar: 2 yearling lambs as the sacrifice established for each day. 1 lamb in the morning, and the other lamb at the evening twilight. With the first lamb there shall be 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with 1/4 of a hin of oil of crushed olives, and, as its libation, 1/4 of a hin of wine. The other lamb you shall offer at the evening twilight, with the same cereal offering and libation as in the morning. You shall offer this as a sweet-smelling oblation to the Lord. Throughout your generations, this established holocaust shall be offered before the Lord at the entrance of the meeting tent, where I will meet you and speak to you. There at the altar I will meet the Israelites. Hence it will be made sacred by my glory. Thus I will consecrate the meeting tent and the altar, just as I also consecrate Aaron and his sons to be my priests. I will dwell in the midst of the Israelites, and will be their God. They shall know that I, the Lord, am their God, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, so that I, the Lord their God, might dwell among them.